Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
I want to ask you a question, and that is, what is in your life's blueprint?
You know, it's very unfortunate that in so many instances,
this is the most important and crucial period of your lives, for what you do now and what you decide now at this age may well determine which way your life shall go. And whenever a building is constructed, you usually have an architect who draws a blueprint. And that blueprint serves as the pattern, as the guide, as the model for those who are to build the building. And a building is not well erected without a good, sound, and solid blueprint. Now, each of you is in the process of building the structure of your lives. And the question is whether you have a proper, a solid, and a sound blueprint. And I want to suggest some of the things that should be in your life's blueprint. Number one in your life's blueprint should be a deep belief in your own dignity, your own worth, and your own somebodyness. Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you are nobody. Always feel that you count. Always feel that you have worth. And always feel that your life has ultimate significance. Now, that means that you should not be ashamed of your color. You know, it's very unfortunate that in so many instances, our society has placed a stigma on the Negro's color. You know, there are some Negroes who are ashamed of themselves. Don't be ashamed of your color. Don't be ashamed of your biology.
The truth. So I would urge you to study hard and really believe it.
I am black but beautiful.
I would say to you, don't drop out of school, and I understand all of the sociological reasons why we often drop out of schools. But I urge you, in spite of your economic plight, in spite of the situation that you are forced to live so often with intolerable conditions, stay in schools. And when you discover what you're going to be in life, set out to do it as if God Almighty called you at this particular moment in history to do it. And just don't set out to do a good Negro job, but do a good job that anybody could do. Don't set out to be just a good Negro doctor, a good Negro lawyer, a good Negro school teacher, a good Negro preacher, a good Negro barber, a beautician, a good Negro skilled laborer. For if you set out to do that, you have already flunked your matriculation exam for entrance into the University of Integration. Set out to do a good job, and do that job so well that the living, the dead, or the unborn couldn't do it any better. Falls your lot to be a street sweeper, sweep streets like Michelangelo painted pictures, sweep streets like Beethoven composed music, sweep streets like Leontine Price sings before the Metropolitan Opera, and sweep streets like Shakespeare wrote poetry. Sweep streets so well that all the host of heaven and earth will have to pause and say, here lived a great street sweeper who swept his job well. If you can't be a pine on the top of the hill, be a scrub in the valley. But be the best little scrub on the side of the rill. Be a bush if you can't be a tree. If you can't be a highway, just be a trail. If you can't be the sun, be a star. For it isn't by size that you win or you fail. Be the best of whatever you are. We already have some noble examples of black men and black women who demonstrated to us that human nature cannot be cataloged. They in their own lives have walked through long and desolate nights of oppression, and yet they've risen up and plunged against cloud-filled nights of affliction, new and blazing stars of inspiration. And so from an old slave cabin of Virginia's hills, Booker T. Washington rose up to be one of America's great leaders. He lit a torch in Alabama, and darkness fled in that setting. Yes, you should know this because it's in your own city. From a poverty-stricken area, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Marian Anderson rose up to be the world's greatest contralto, so that a Toscanini could say that a voice like this comes only once in a century, and Sibelius of Finland could say, my roof is too low for such a voice, from the red hills of Gordon County, Georgia. And the arms of a mother who could neither read nor write, Roland Hayes, rose up to be one of the world's great singers and carried his melodious voice into the palaces and mansions of kings and queens. From crippling circumstances, there came a George Washington Carver to carve for himself an imperishable niche in the annals of science. There was a star in the diplomatic sky. And then came Ralph Bunce, the grandson of a slave preacher. And he reached up and grabbed it and allowed it to shine in his life with all of its scintillating beauty. There was a star in the athletic sky. And then came Jackie Robinson in his day and Willie Mays in his day with their powerful bats and their calm spirits. Then came Jesse Owens with his fleet and dashing feet. Then came Joe Louis and Muhammad Ali with their educated fists. All of them came to tell us that we can be somebody. And to justify the conviction of the poet, fleecy locks and black complexion cannot forfeit nature's claim. Skin may differ, but affection dwells in black and white the same. If I were so tall as to reach the pole, or to grasp the ocean at a span, I must be measured by my soul. The mind is the standard of the man. Finally, and finally, in your life's blueprint, must be a commitment to the eternal principles of beauty, love, and justice. Don't allow anybody to pull you so low as to make you hate them. Don't allow anybody to cause you to lose your self-respect to the point that you do not struggle for justice. However young you are, you have a responsibility to seek to make your nation a better nation in which to live. You have a responsibility to seek to make life better for everybody. And so you must be involved in the struggle for freedom and justice. Now, in this struggle for freedom and justice, there are many constructive things that we all can do and that we all must do. And we must not give ourselves to those things which will not solve our problems. You've heard the word nonviolent and you've heard the word violent. I happen to believe in nonviolence. We've struggled with this method with young people and adults alike all over the South, and we have won some significant victories, and we've got to struggle with it all over the North because the problems are as serious in the North as they are in the South. But I believe as we struggle with these problems, we've got to struggle with them with a method that can be militant, but at the same time does not destroy life or property. And so our slogan must not be "Burn, baby, burn." It must be "Build, baby, build." Yes, our slogan must be "Learn, baby, learn," so that we can earn, baby, earn. And with a powerful commitment, I believe that we can transform dark yesterdays of injustice into bright tomorrows of justice and humanity. Let us keep going toward the goal of selfhood, toward the realization of the dream of brotherhood, and toward the realization of the dream of understanding goodwill. Let nobody stop us. I close by quoting once more the man that the young lady quoted, that magnificent black bard who has now passed on, Langston Hughes. One day he wrote a poem entitled "Mother to Son." And the mother didn't always have her grammar right, but she uttered words of great symbolic profundity. "Well, son, I'll tell you. Life for me ain't been no crystal stair. It's had tacks in it, boards torn up, places with no carpet on the floor, bare. But all the time, I've been a-climbing on and reaching landings and turning corners and sometimes going in the dark where there ain't been no light. So, boy, don't you stop now. Don't you sit down on the steps because you find this kind of hard. But I'm still going, boy. I'm still climbing. And life for me ain't been no crystal stair. Well, life for none of us has been a crystal stair, but we must keep moving. We must keep going. If you can't fly, run. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl, but by all means, keep moving."
I want to thank you all so much for listening to Dr. Martin Luther King, who was just a great civil rights leader. And we just wanted to pay tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King today. We've heard and know so much about his life, his legacy, his love for his family, his love for those who were disenfranchised. And, of course, he wanted everyone to be equal. And we just wanted to pay tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King. I tell you, he was a minister, awesome leader. And as most of you probably already know, he was also the recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize. But what you may not know, and of course some of you may know, but what you may not know is that Dr. King, when he received notification that he had been selected as the recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize, he announced that he was going to turn the money over, the prize money over, to the furtherance of the civil rights movement. And that was in the amount of $54,123. He truly believed in the message that he preached, the messages that he lived for, fought for, and ultimately died for. And so on this day, although Martin Luther King Day, of course, was celebrated, we did not want to, in this show today, without paying our tribute as well. So for those of you who may be new to the show, I just want to say welcome and thank you so much for joining us. It's always a delight to have you here on the show. And of course, I say this, I say it every week, and this week will be no different. For all my faithful listeners, thank you so much for your support, for your encouragement, for just taking time out to listen. I'm just so appreciative. Thank you so much. I just love, 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 love you. And if you have a show topic that you would like me to discuss, I'm more than happy to do that. And you know that our mission here is to build strong businesses in the community so that we can put people to work. And, of course, on the Marketing Pulpit platform, you're probably wondering, well, how do you do that? How do you go about doing that? How do you do that? Well, we do our best in bring programming that can give you information in the areas of business, building businesses, branding businesses, franchising businesses, networking. If you are looking for a job but you're not exactly sure how to go about finding a job, or you're looking to increase your skill sets, we do our best to give information regarding that. But we also try to enlighten you, inform you, and at times entertain you. And we're looking forward to this new year, the things that we have coming up for this new year. And when we come back from this short break, we are going to continue with the Marketing Toolkit. This is Sheehan.
Gatewood Marketing is a company that can take you from your small beginnings to your moderate business operation on into websites and marketing, everything. So I thank the Lord for Robert and Gatewood Marketing.
Once again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Marketing Toolkit, where our mission is to build strong businesses in the community so that we can put people to work. So we talk about business topics, but we also talk about relationships and, oh my goodness, all kinds of things here on the Marketing Toolkit. And we're just so delighted that you decided to join us. And if you would like to listen to
past shows, you can do that as well.
You can just go to www.enjoylifeinc.com. That's the letter N, J-O-Y, L-I-F-E-I-N-C. That's right, www.enjoylifeinc.com. And, of course, if you like to check us out on Facebook, just go there and select the Facebook option. Or if you like to check us out on Twitter, you can do that as well. And I just wanted to remind you, let you know that today we dedicated this show to the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who was so instrumental in so many people, not just people of color, but women, people of all races. He was very instrumental and used his platform to promote civil rights, equality, treating people as human beings, regardless of the color of their skin. And, of course, we played an excerpt from one of his wonderful speeches. I was so inspired by his speech. We, you know, of course, know of his I Have a Dream speech, but the speech that he gave to the high school student in Philadelphia was so uplifting. It was just beautiful. And I heard it for the first time, radio program, I heard excerpts of it, and I was just so inspired by it. And I hope you were inspired as well. And, of course, if you'd like more information on that, you know, just send me a note, Facebook me, leave me a note on the website, and I'll be more than happy to give you more information about that. Well, again, this show today was dedicated to the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King, the civil rights leader. He was a minister. He was a husband, father, and he was so instrumental in many of the civil rights movements that took place, the boycotts that took place. And because of his dedication and commitment to civil rights, he was also arrested. His home was bombed because of his commitment, because of his dedication, and because he lived in a time where some people just didn't want to see people of color progress for all the wrong reasons. And he will continue, his legacy will continue, and it continues to live on. And not just Dr. Martin Luther King, but there were so many others. And he alluded to those women and children and men, people of other colors and races who participated in making this happen here in the United States of America, and his influence has gone around the world. And he is a wonderful example of following your passion. Sometimes you wonder how in the world was he able to endure the things that he had to endure. And if you take a look at his life, he was a very busy person. He spoke in so many different places, but he was also a father, a minister, a husband. So his life was full of doing things. And you wonder, how did he survive? How did he do that? What was his mental state? How was he able to lead? How was he able to do what he did? He traveled over 6 million miles and spoke over 2,500 times. And he appeared where there was injustice, where there were protests going on. And also in the middle of all of that, he wrote 5 books, as well as a number of articles. And the protests that he had, and these were not small protests, these were massive protests in Birmingham, Alabama. And because he was such an influential leader, he caught the attention of the entire world. So today, we dedicate this show to a man who allowed God to use him. And in wondering, how was he able to do that? And of course, he, in his messages, he alludes to the higher power. And he was used for such a time as he lived. And he also encourages anyone who listens to his message to run. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl. But keep moving. And that's my encouragement to you today. No matter what situation you find yourself in, there were people who lived and died and sacrificed so that you could have the freedoms that you have today. So keep moving. Do what you got to do and make things happen. If you have a passion, follow your passion. If you believe in a higher power, ask your higher power to be there to sustain you, to give you wisdom, because you can do it. You can do whatever you put your mind to. And, of course, we're here with you, for you, thinking of you, praying for you. And my dad told me years ago when I was working to get my businesses established, he said, you know what, if you want to be successful, surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. If you want to be successful, surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. And that's what I'm encouraging you to do. And I'm also encouraging you to keep moving. Thank you so much for tuning into the show today. And please join me on next week at the same time, same place, right here on this platform, The Marketing Cool Bit. I'm your host, Sharon. Thank you for joining me.